Alaska Power and Telephone's Jason Custer says the federally funded project would dramatically improve internet access in the island towns of Kasan and Kaufman Cove. Those two communities rely on a combination of wireless and satellite internet.
I would say the difference is like going between riding a mountain bike down a trail through the forest to driving over a superhighway full of data in a Lamborghini. It's an enormous difference in what is possible.
AP&T says it's also on track to build a land-based fiber optic network connecting homes and businesses in these Prince of Wales Island communities by 2022.
When the cable is complete in 2023, that will give us the capacity and the ability to offer very high-speed internet in Kaufman Cove and Kasan. And from then, we would be looking at improving service in the other communities on Prince of Wales as well.
That timeline is roughly 2 years sooner than the company's initial projections. Last October, it said the cable would be operational by 2025. But the company cautions red tape could slow the project down. The project is supported by a $21.5 million federal rural broadband grant announced last October under the Trump administration. AP&T said at the time it was committing $7 million of its own money to the project, which it's dubbed C-Link. Custer says improving internet access for Prince of Wales Island communities is a step towards improving economic opportunities.
Prince of Wales Island has been struggling with some very big changes, trying to transition from an economy and communities based around the timber industry and resource development to trying to find something else. And with this project, Prince of Wales will be better positioned than ever to really diversify its economy and be sustainable long term.
Tribal leaders, including the heads of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and the Organized Village of Kasan, said the project will help connect the island's residents with each other and the rest of the world. The Juneau to Kaufman Cove cable would run through Petersburg, but Custer says improving service on Mitkoff Island is not part of the scope of the project. The marine survey is scheduled to be completed in August. The submarine cable would add to a growing number of internet upgrades in Alaska. For example, Ketchikan's municipal broadband provider fired up its own fiber optic cable, connecting the community with Prince Rupert and the wider North American network last year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.